Good morning. I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and welcome to this week's More to the Story. Our guest is Bob Montgomery, the Spartanburg Herald Journal reporter, as this week we return to upstate South Carolina. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk with Bob about two of his recent stories, and I want to begin with leaders in Spartanburg looking for ways to end what was referred to as brain drain. Explain that title.
Well, brain drain refers to the loss and movement of young, educated, talented, homegrown people here to outside of the area once they are through high school or college. How that got addressed was last year being one of the concerns that there might not be enough young talent to fill the positions of jobs that Spartanburg is trying to continue to land. That was one of the items addressed in a report for the Spartanburg Chamber of Commerce called One Spartanburg.
Bob, you also referred to in that story about a recent study that had talked about young adults who live in Spartanburg. Tell us about the group that conducted the study and what they reported.
Well, sure. The Chamber of Commerce gathered several community leaders from all walks of types of occupations, etc., here in Spartanburg. They hired a marketing firm called Market Street Services from Atlanta, and they decided to conduct a study on how best Spartanburg should grow so that it becomes the community that everyone here wants, a nice, growing, thriving community with its own identity. The study also took into account over 3,100 online responses that they received, and the report was put together last fall and released earlier this year with the launch of One Spartanburg. And the report identified eight areas that the Chamber, as well as One Spartanburg, should address to reach those goals. One is low education attainment and signs of a growing gap, and that's what the brain drain report.
Bob, after seeing the report and discussing this matter, what are Spartanburg leaders and, say, groups like the Chamber proposing as ideas to try to prevent this?
Well, the report found that among those 34 years old or younger, just 54% said they were likely to continue living in Spartanburg. That number is nearly 18 points lower than the percentage of those 35 and older who said they were likely to continue living here. One of the items discussed that could address that issue was called a pipeline project, where the employers, industry here, it's called Cradle to Career Pipeline, where the Spartanburg academic movement works with local schools and technical schools to connect the young people to the employers here at an earlier age so they're familiar with what is available and what is coming down the road. So that was just one idea. Another idea was to improve the quality of life, which has already gone through many improvements up until now. So, and the downtown focus to continue to grow and add more cultural arts opportunities, nightlife opportunities, things that would want to keep younger people here as opposed to moving away.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. Our guest this week from the Spartanburg Herald Journal is Bob Montgomery. And Bob, as we wrap up talking about brain drain and move on to another recent story, tell us about a forum that the Herald Journal will present coming up here soon.
Well, next Thursday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at the Rosalind Salinger Richardson Center for the Arts at Wofford College, there will be a panel discussion, including the president of Wofford and several other community leaders who took part in our story about brain drain, to discuss and hear what folks want to say, what they think Spartanburg can do to hold on to its college graduates here in the Spartanburg area. So everyone's invited to attend that next Thursday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at Wofford College.
Bob, let's change to another story now. I want to talk to you about the busy highways that go through Spartanburg County. None is any busier than Interstate 85. We've now learned, and you wrote a story about this, a new future interchange to help reduce traffic at I-85 and South Carolina 290, which is near the city of Duncan. What is South Carolina DOT saying?
Well, the DOT is saying that I-85, as you just mentioned, is busy, and it's continuing to get more and more traffic from Georgia to the North Carolina line. There are numerous projects, widening of lanes, rehabilitation of pavement, etc. And the interchange project that we just wrote about was one of the upgrades that is going to be starting within 2 years. It seems like a never-ending process here. There always seems to be some work going on the highway with the goal of alleviating traffic congestion. The DOT is recently had an influx of money, which will start this year with an increase in the gasoline tax that the legislature approved to put more money into roads and bridges. But these projects take time, take many years from the beginning of the planning process till you actually see construction going on and the project finished. And a lot of times by that time, it's time for another project. So it just seems like a never-ending situation the DOT faces.
Talk to us about that gas tax.
Gas tax was highly unpopular politically among the conservative element of the state. Chamber leaders came out in support of it, realizing that in order to continue growing, companies need the best highway transportation system available. You had kind of a divergence there. Legislature passed it 12 cents over 6 years, 2 cents a year. The governor vetoed it, but the legislature overrode the veto. A lot of folks had wanted reform of DOT to be part of the legislation. They just feel that too much money is being wasted and that the DOT commissioner should be under the control of the governor's office. But that did not happen this time. Legislators here were split on it, so it made for an interesting political battle.
Well, Bob Montgomery, it's been great talking to you this week. Your first appearance with us on More to the Story about some of the events taking place in Spartanburg. Bob, of course, is a reporter with the Spartanburg Herald Journal.
Thank you.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.